In 2 weeks I will have the privilege of ordaining new deacons at St. Margaret's Seminary. They will be ordained priests for several United States dioceses within the year. As you know, the church in the United States needs priests badly. We are especially experiencing the impact of the decline in the number of priests in our own archdiocese. The loss of 4 fine priests who died during July and August heightens our difficulty. 3 of these priests were heads of active parishes, and replacing them is very challenging. The number of our seminarians is increasing, but this will not meet our immediate need. I discovered interesting statistics concerning the number of seminarians in a new book by Father Stephen J. Rossetti titled The Joy of Priesthood. He writes, "Some have decried the reduced number of priests in this country as a negative sign for the church. I think it is indeed a negative sign of our affluence and the materialistic narcissism of our day. The vocation crisis is only a crisis in the wealthier nations of the world. In fact, the Vatican reported there is a boom in major seminarians and vocations internationally. In 1978, there were 63,882 major seminarians in the world. In 2001, there were 112,982, double the 1978 number. According to the Secretary of the Congregation for the Clergy, never in the history of the church have we had so many seminarians studying philosophy and theology. Vocations go down in areas as affluence rises. As grace-filled as the priestly life is, it takes a heart that cares deeply for the eternal in others, eyes to see the marvels of our gracious God, and a willingness to offer one's life in service. May God grant more people this priestly heart." Father Rossetti, a priest of the Diocese of Syracuse, is the president of St. Luke Institute in Silver Springs, Maryland. The institute is dedicated to helping priests who are experiencing difficulties and need healing. He has conducted extensive research concerning vocations and the priesthood. In a survey conducted in 2003 to 2005, 72.8% of the priests surveyed actively encouraged people to become priests. Surveys conducted by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops indicate that 78% of the newly ordained priests acknowledged that a priest had directly asked them to consider priesthood. Father Rossetti notes, "This direct encouragement of vocations by priests is clearly an important vocational tool. It is also a sign of strong priestly satisfaction." The happiness of priests was directly addressed in Father Rossetti's survey. He wrote, "In my survey, the priests were given a statement. Overall, I am happy as a priest. The percentage of priests who either agree or strongly agree that they were happy as priests was 90.5%. 82.5% said they would do it all over again. These are very strong survey results. Some in our society have gotten the impression that priestly life is sad and unfulfilling. Nothing could be further from the truth. Earlier surveys conducted by the National Federation of Priests' Councils delivered almost identical results. As Father Rossetti remarks, in short, priests find great satisfaction in being priests. Priests love doing pastoral ministry. Especially they enjoy administering the sacraments and presiding at the celebration of the Eucharist. Priests will also acknowledge that they are stretched both by the needs for ministry and also by people's very high expectations. As I listen to priests, their least favorite part of parish ministry is business administration and attendance at numerous meetings. More and more parishes, especially larger ones, recognize the burden of administration and can afford to employ a lay business manager. Smaller parishes cannot do so. And so I encourage volunteers, perhaps retired professionals, to come forward to help relieve our pastors. I would also encourage folks to review their expectations of priests. Father Rossetti notes that some people have the mistaken notion that all a priest does is celebrate Mass. On the other hand, he writes, I recall one early morning I was praying quietly in the darkened parish church before the 7 o'clock Mass. A woman came up, shook me on the shoulder, and said, I'm glad I found you, and you're not doing anything. She went on to ask me about a rather mundane administrative issue. For many people, if you are praying, you are not gainfully occupied. It saddens me when some people expect the impossible from one of our priests, or when they protest about one thing or another in the manner in which the priest serves the parish. Our priests bring Jesus to the community, and that is what counts. I think our priests do this the best they can, and according to the personal gifts God has given them. They need our support and our prayers.